If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Why, look who's here. It's our good friend.
Here he comes. Yes, it's Dean Abadala. Yes, it's Dean Abadala. Dean Abadala.
Whee! Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Fine. You have Suzanne Westenhofer there?
Yes, I do.
We did comedy a long time ago.
I thought so.
At the Duplex.
Oh my God!
She used to have an open mic there, and I used to come there, and there'd be someone playing a piano, and then comedians in between, and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes!
Was I nice to you? Please say I was
probably
nice to you.
Probably not. Chances are no.
No, come on, I'm very nice. Was I nice?
Were you not? She was really nice. She
all right, well, that's an anomaly. That's an anomaly.
Terrible. I was the worst. She was really nice.
Thank you very much.
I'm full of myself and an idiot. No, she was actually, everyone was really nice then. Because we had nothing going on in our careers. We were in the bottom of the rung of comedy together.
Well, that's when you can afford to be nice. She's a total
Jim
bitch
Gaffigan,
now.
Kathy Griffin. There was a whole bunch of Sarah Silverman. We were all new.
Dean, tell us about Muslim Funny Fest. You have you created fake Muslim ID cards. I see yours here.
We did. In case Trump wins, we have our Muslim ID cards ready. This is just another effort to impose Islamic law in America. We're using comedy again this time.
Yes.
We think it'll be effective, much better than the serious speeches I was giving. And I really think, you know, it's our way of using comedy to tell people about Muslims. And we started last night, tonight, second, tomorrow's the third night here in the city. And we have an amazing collection of comics. We really, on a serious note, we have three comics who are Muslim from other countries, one from the Middle East and two from Canada, who came this year specifically because if Trump were to win, they think they'd be banned from coming to next year's festival.
Oh, my God.
You know, you wrote a piece for the Washington Post. You actually said in 2016, Muslim American comedians see their art as a tool for survival. So while it's funny, it's, you know, there's a little more urgency to it now, isn't there?
We're panicking. This guy,
don't panic, Dean. Don't panic.
I'm panicking. Is there music, something I could take? Some kind of Trump medicine, you know, Trump away or something? Our
Trump
community
away.
Will, if he wins.
Well, we just did the latest poll on the poorly educated being the only ones that like him. And you quoted one of the comedians, statistically, if you have any level of education, you don't support Donald Trump, even if that education is from Trump University.
Yes, it's really, Trump is, you know, there are new polls today, and they're tight in some swing states. It's really concerning. Hillary should be up by 10 or 15 over this guy. And the fact that it's close says something about this country that I didn't want to know, to be honest. Something very alarming going on, very racist and bigotry, embraced by many. Don't tell me you like him for his tax plan. It's like saying, I like Hitler's for his economic plan. No, you don't get that excuse. We've talked about this before. And the fact that he's still close after the horrible thing he said about, you know, women and about Latinos and Mexicans and Muslims and mocking the disabled, and the list goes on. You're like, what country do we live in?
Yep. Well, we're going to find out. I mean, but, you know, you make a really good point in this piece, too. You say if we can get Americans to view Trump not as a president but as a punchline, we'll have done our small part.
That's our job.
Yeah. I mean, that's the power of humor, right?
I think so. And I actually written about it before of Jon Stewart and some other people. Had really, or if Jon Stewart was around, let's say, I think Jon would have had an impact. Not only was Jon funny, Jon got under Trump's skin. Trump would tweet about Jon. How great it would be if Trump started fighting with comedians on Twitter. It would show everyone else in America who thinks maybe he could be presidential.
Yeah.
People like, no, this guy's nuts. Look what he's doing with Justice Ginsburg today, saying you should resign.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sure she'll get right on that. I'm sure she'll step down any time now.
Of course. But I think Americans would vote for a bigot and a racist, frankly. I hope they would not vote for a punchline. So if collectively the comedians, we can use our skill set to hold the mirror up to him and make everyone laugh at him, perhaps it plays a role over certain people like, you know what, this guy really is a joke. Because let's remember,
he's just a bully. Yeah, I love that RBG has like survived pancreatic cancer. And she's like, oh, Donald Trump said something mean? Okay, I'll quit.
Oh, who does this? What presidential candidate does this? And I know it plays well with my base and all that.
Listen, Dean, I wanted to get your take on another, I thought, a really interesting article in the wake of Dallas. Why law enforcement isn't calling the Dallas gunman a terrorist? Because you and I have had this conversation before. You say the words terrorism and terrorist have largely remained absent from the discourse following the Dallas shooting. So they're talking about the shooter in Orlando. They said... If he was acting to support a group like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, then his acts would qualify as terrorism. However, if he was a repressed gay man, as some reports have suggested, the story would be different. He went on to say Dylann Roof could not technically be charged with terrorism, even though he appears to have racist motives. He was like the polar opposite of the shooter in Dallas, right? He was,
correct,
you know, white racist. Because there's no link to a foreign terrorist group. But anyway, he goes on to say the point you make all the time, Dean, there's a tendency to jump to the terrorism label when a Muslim commits an act of violence.
Yeah.
An assumption that Muslims are only motivated by some twisted interpretation of Islam rather than a host of personal and social factors.
If the gunman in Dallas was Muslim, would we not all be calling him a terrorist?
Absolutely.
Maybe I would not until we knew more facts, but the media instantly, within 20 minutes of finding out he was Muslim, would have said there's ties to Islamic terrorism, and he would have been labeled a terrorist. No one can dispute that. No one can with a straight face say to me, if the Dallas gunman who killed the five police officers was Muslim, that the media would have any hesitancy calling him a terrorist.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Group has labeled the Black Panthers a hate group, but he was not part of that group, although he identified with it or liked it or whatever, you know. I do think it's an interesting conversation. I had the tendency to say it's all terrorism, Dean, but listen to what this expert was saying, and tell me if you agree. He said, because Muslim violence is described as part of a broader ideological frame, it both heightens the perception of the threat that Islam is waging a war against the West and makes it easier to place blame on all Muslims. In contrast, non-Muslim shooters are more often described as individuals with mental or social problems, not part of some broader movement, although their beliefs, too, are often explored in the press. He said it's a tendency that allows us to dismiss someone like Dylan Roof is crazy and avoid uncomfortable questions about the extent of organized racism and far-right violence in our society or about our lax gun laws. Right? I mean,
I agree with all of that. I wish I had written that.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that and put it in my next
I could just
article.
Say you did.
I'm going to just, but I, you know, I've written and we've had that discussion about that similar issue, the idea that, you know, when someone does, who's not a Muslim, does something, instantly mental health comes up in the conversation. With Omar Mateen, the guy in Orlando, we did hear a little bit about that, but generally the conversation was, since he's a Muslim, and he did pledge allegiance to ISIS, not Islam, folks, he pledged allegiance to ISIS, which is not Islam. I really wish that
but he was like an ISIS, somebody said he's like an ISIS wannabe that wanted to butch up the reason because he appears
correct.
He was, yeah, a repressed gay man.
It's not because I'm gay.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like that was part of it, but the point is Muslims could be mentally ill.
Yeah.
I don't think people get that. Everything we do is not calculated and sinister. There's mental illness within the Muslim community, just like there is in that white and African-American communities. There are people who have untreated mental illness. This guy, the one in Orlando, not to relitigate that, had a history of some making crazy threats, seeming to be unstable for years, to the point where the FBI was called by our fellow Muslim, who turned him in and go investigate this guy.
But listen to the end of this thing. I just wanted to get, because this is what I thought was interesting. Because as I was saying, I tend to label it all terrorism. It's just, and again, what I was saying, no matter who you hate in this country, you can get a weapon of war.
Sure.
Take out as many as possible. Anyway, he said this, the expert, I'm afraid that a Muslim name makes it much easier for Americans to apply the label terrorism to violent actions. Needless to say, Muslims are just like everybody else. They have all kinds of reasons for what they do. Terrorism is one. But we should try to remember that terrorism was not invented by Muslims. We're much too likely to think of Muslims as prototypical terrorists, while homegrown Christian types who misbehave in analogous ways are just individuals not acting out of political motives. Wrong, of course. He said the solution to combating a hasty terrorism label is to actually get away from using the label. He said, in my view, the solution isn't to call more things terrorism, but to get away from the politics of that label, we should evaluate and respond to threats, you know, based on actual attacks, capacity, and seriousness of intent, not on perceptions about a particular religion or racial or ethnic group. So do you agree?
Good luck with that. I don't think it's ever going to happen because the politicians will gin up anything involving Muslims as terrorism, politicians on the right, I should say. And because it plays to the base, it scares people about the other. You know, Donald Trump, within hours of Orlando shooting, was patting himself on the back, I told you, and literally tweeting things out like the gunman yelled out Allah Akbar, which he did not. That never came up anywhere. Literally lying. Donald Trump literally lied on Twitter. The media just gave him a pass for it. Because if you're a Muslim, everything's assumed that it's a plot and it's a plan to overthrow America. I think terrorism is a specific word. I used to be a lawyer. I mean, if you look at the statute, the way it's defined, it can't just be one random person who hates people. That would not be terrorism. It has to be trying to change policy or coerce a civilian population, or it has a political agenda. The shooter in Dallas seemed to have a political agenda on some level, frankly. Dylan Roof, definitely. I mean, I wrote about that for The Beast. This guy clearly fulfilled the elements. Dylan Roof should have been called a terrorist. The American media does not want to call a white guy a terrorist. They're really hesitant to do that. I've had this conversation.
I know, and I forgot for a minute that you were part of an even more despised group than Muslims. That would be lawyers. And I'm sorry for your pain. Listen, let me end on a happy, clappy note.
Sure.
Polling showed that, you know, Americans vastly agreed with Hillary Clinton's reaction to Orlando and not Donald Trump's.
Mm-hmm.
B, in this, you know, latest polling showing her crushing him among, college-educated white people. It also said Clinton dominates Trump in most of the 16 candidate traits tested in the poll. The biggest gaps were temperament, where she scored 60%. He received 15%. Foreign policy skills, she leads 61% to 18%. She dominates him on fighting for the middle class, being ready to lead the country on day one, ability to get things done in Washington, understanding the challenges facing people, being a good role model for children, sharing similar values as the likely voter interviewed, and caring about people like me. Among college-educated voters, Clinton gets twice as much support on Trump, on which would be a good guest in my home.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Trump would leave a giant like log in your bathroom.
He would do anything. And right. The weird thing is, today in three battleground polls, it shows more people think Trump would be able to fight ISIS and be better at fighting ISIS than Hillary. I'm like, Trump's only experience fighting people is on Twitter. The guy's never served in our military. People think he's like Tony Stark from Iron Man or something because he's a rich guy. He'll keep us safe. If he had an Iron Man suit. So the polls are all over, but clearly people like Hillary more. And on trust, I think she's doing much better now. And I think as time goes on, it'll grow. But his response to everything, even yesterday on race relations, who could handle it better? Hillary far above Donald Trump. There's no doubt Trump is a divider. Hillary's a uniter.
I read a piece by someone who's been a longtime friend of hers. And, it is interesting. He said the same thing, that as time goes on, he feels like more people will understand why she has so many good lifelong friends, because what a good person and a good friend, and and the kind of person that she is just as, devoted her whole life to public service.
She might be a good person. I mean it.
Stop saying controversial things.
Sorry. I have a question for Dean. Can I ask him a question?
Yes, Dean. It's for you.
Hey, it's me, Suzanne. So are you serious about the Twitter war on Donald Trump? Because of all comedians, I like it. Hashtag him every time we tweet something and just...
Right.
Something is going to irritate him enough.
You should start a whole comedian.
I will do it, and I will tell all my comedian friends. I'm just saying, let's do it.
No, the Reiners have been trying to do this too. Is they're saying he's so thin-skinned, he responds to everybody.
Let's
do it. They're trying to get more celebrities to tweet him because he responds to everybody.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
The comedians' war on Trump. Let's launch it now.
Let's do it.
It's done. It's launched. Consider this launched.
I'll be arrested because I'm Muslim waging war, but you continue.
I'm a white girl. I'll take care of you.
Don't say jihad. All right. I love you, Dean.
Love you too. Take care.
Troublemaker. Bye. Goodbye.